Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to talk some high school wrestling today with Mercer County head wrestling coach Jeremy Finch. His second stint, his first stint, a really great run for the Golden Eagles. And coach, coming back for a second stint. Apparently you missed it too much, right? You're back to do it again.
Yes, I am. I feel like I still have a lot of good years left in me, and I'm excited about being back here at Mercer County. So, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your first stint. I know the one thing we like to talk about, you know, you need quantity, and I thought you had that basically back in the day, filling out the lineup, but then you also need quality. And I thought back in your era, you really had a bunch of kids that really competed in that wrestling room, and it showed up in the end results with those, you know, state runner up and third place finishes in those back to back years, 2012 and 2013.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to have an incredible group of athletes come through at that time when I was head coach, and they've been a group that had been together for a very long time. So just very fortunate to have them. And then we did some wonderful things with our program at that time. We had great numbers, like you said. We had a wonderful coaching staff, you know, basically everywhere from our club level all the way on up. So just very fortunate, and we had a wonderful group to work with. I'm hoping that we can duplicate that again, Jim.
Well, and I know it's crazy since this pandemic hit from mid-March, you know, trying to get into a wrestling room and
yeah,
do some stuff, highly unlikely. So I can't imagine in the sport of wrestling that, at least from a coach team standpoint, that there's really been, you know, much going on with this sport, just with the health conditions we're dealing with.
Yeah, and that's the most frustrating thing right now. I mean, in order for us to get better at wrestling, Jim, we kind of need to be in contact. we need to be in the room actually wrestling and rolling around and working out. And right now, you know, with the circumstances being what they are, that's absolutely impossible to do. It's really frustrating. It's been difficult to really even, you know, get with my kids, with my athletes, and talk about wrestling. But the one thing we need to do is we need to be able to, you know, at some point here soon, figure out what's going to go on with our season. There's been several things proposed. Right now we're just, you know, we're kind of in limbo. And I think the kids feel that. You know, the kids, of course, you know, feel like we're possibly not going to have a season. This would be the first time in my career, you know, as an athlete and as a coach, that, you know, we wouldn't have one. So just very, very unfamiliar ground right now.
Yeah, and I know, unfortunately, you know, wrestling in terms of the way IDPH in Illinois State Board of Education defines sports now with this pandemic is the three levels: high risk, medium risk, and low risk. And wrestling is a high risk sport. So you almost need the all clear from COVID-19, or you need a vaccine, or you need some type of serious treatment. And wrestling, the wrestling season is scheduled to start, I think, November the 16th. Now, I know the last IHSA board meeting, There was a group of coaches that talked to the IHSA about potentially moving the season back a little bit later. But then I don't know what the issue is that you would potentially collide with the football season. You know, you would potentially collide with track, baseball, whatever. So what are some of the things that you're looking at right now? And I know this pandemic, as it relates to high school sports in Illinois, evolves and changes every day, but just what are some of the things you're looking at, I guess, as you try to follow this story?
Well, I have been following, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I know that it was proposed at their last meeting that we move the season to around May or June. I don't know how that would work, Jim. I don't know how that would look. Like you said, we're going to run into conflicts with other sports. And, you know, wrestling right now is a sport where we need to have the numbers. You know, we need to have the participation up. And it's a tough sport to sell to kids. With this whole, you know, COVID thing going on, it's a really tough sell to kids. And everybody out there has a different fear level. I just don't know what the model would look like for us wrestling going forward here. As we get into our season, you know, we're supposed to be starting with contact days here in October for our wrestlers. You know, what does that mean? Can we do speed agility drills? Probably. Can we do anything where it has contact, where we're actually working on technique? No, probably not. And that's going to be problematic for us. So I just don't know what it would really look like. I'm really hoping that we have some kind of vaccine or something that we can do to to where we can make wrestling safe. I know that all kinds of coaches across the state have all kinds of suggestions, but, you know, right now we just don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like I said, I'm hopeful that something kind of breaks here before our season starts in November.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I know when I talk to everybody with, you know, that's related with IHSA sports, it's just been the calendar that everybody looks at, you know, as each day goes by. And, you know, it's the same conversation that I've had with everyone, regardless of what sport you like the most. When you look back, when you look back to mid-March, you say, well, this ain't going to, you know, it ain't going to impact us wrestling next season. You know,
yeah,
it ain't gonna impact us in the football season when August rolls around, or volleyball. Well,
here it is.
Still impacting everyone, and that's the amazing part of this story. Is I just, when I look back to last March to now, saying, you know, that's the concern, is where are we at from last March to now? I don't know, and especially for a high risk sport like wrestling, I know that's got to make, you know, the student athlete and the coaches out there pretty nervous, you know, looking at that calendar.
Yeah, it does. I mean, wrestling's a contact sport. You cannot get away from that, Jim. That's the thing. It's a contact sport, so obviously it's at a high level or a high risk level. How do you get around that? And I know that the IHSA really, at this point, I don't think they have the answers either. So, you know, going forward, we have to be able to put together, you know, some kind of plan. I'm just, my concern is that we're going to lose this season. You know, I have kids that I haven't been able to work with yet. I have seniors that I really would love to work with yet. And I just don't want to see, you know, our kids, our student athletes go through anything, you know, that's going to deprive them of opportunities. That's not what I do as a coach, right? We offer up opportunities for our athletes. And so I think depriving them of opportunities is just a terrible thing to do. So, you know, I'm hopeful, like I said, that we have something take place here by November where we have whatever, vaccine, therapeutics, or we have a plan in place so we can make it work. You know, as far as moving the season to May and June, I don't know. You know, the kids would basically, our seniors would already be graduated by then.
Yeah.
And what are they going to choose? Are they going to choose football? You know, are they, what's going to happen there? And like I said, that scares me the most, Jim, because it's a numbers game for us. We have to build the numbers. And I don't know if we'd be able to do that at that point if we're wrestling, you know, that late into the spring and summer.
Yeah. And as they say, it's tough to promote a sport when there isn't a sport.
That's right. You know, absolutely right. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I was going to ask you, too. You know, the IHSA is pushing forward with a separate state tournament series for girls that want high school wrestling. You think there's a possibility of getting something together at Mercer County with girls wrestling?
I don't see why not if we have the interest, Jim. I know I'm coming from a state in Iowa where they already have a girls state tournament. They're already promoting girls wrestling. I know where I was, you know, the last 7 years in the MAC, there was teams there that already had girls wrestling, like Assumption, like Pleasant Valley, like Bettendorf. So it seems to be like a really big movement right now. If we had the interest, you know, and we were able to do something like that, I would definitely be for it. I'm all about promoting the sport of wrestling. And I don't want to exclude anybody. So if that's something that's possible, we would definitely look into doing that.
All right. Great to catch up with Jeremy Finch, back for a second stint as the head wrestling coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. I know still a lot of question marks right now involving all kinds of sports in the wrestling season. According to the IHSA, modified calendar is scheduled to begin on November the 16th. And let's keep our fingers crossed, send mojo, prayers, or whatever to Coach Finch's way and the high school wrestling kids that there is some kind of season. Coach, thanks for the help. We'll look forward to talking with you in the winter.
You bet, Jim. It's great talking to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jeremy Finch, wrestling coach in Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ.